go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we just want to thank you. We thank you for allowing us to come together yet again to receive a word straight from your throne room. We thank you for the amazing and dynamic women of God who, yes, allow us to be here each day, Monday through Friday, to receive such an on-time word. We ask that you continue to keep them in your perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you, O God. We ask a special hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and artist life, Father. You know every need and every thought that is attached to this line right now, and we ask that you meet it. Lord, we want to make sure that we just say a special prayer for our speaker this morning. Just download into the speaker that exactly what you would desire him or her to say to us today. Lord, we want to make sure that we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. We thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray and say amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Minister Kai, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Keisha. The floor is yours, woman of God.
Thank you, thank you, and good morning to you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that awesome tag on today, God's Truth, Triumph Tuesday, because we know that we are triumphant in him on today because we serve a true and mighty God. My name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you on the Master's Call on today, and I ask that the Lord bless each person in a mighty special way. This call got started in October 2010 by the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The foundational scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can visit at any time, and that's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. The theme for the year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. If you're led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, a host, to share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. This phenomenal company, Artist International, was established by the Diaz De Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now Artist Life that has the best products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday right after this call. A team of great leaders and experts are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617#. Once again, that number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617#. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Today is Presidential Tuesday, which will be hosted by the beautiful manager, Shirley James. The guest speaker will be Jose Molinar, and the topic will be back office tips. So ask an audience on this call right after that that you jump on that call and get you some great tips from a wonderful person. Special announcements, we are on our quarterly fast. This is day number 8, so you still have a little time to just jump on and join in with us on that. I want to say, on behalf of the Master's Call, happy birthday to anyone who's have a birthday today. God bless you if you do. And at this time, I would like to read a little of the bio of our speaker on today, which is our very own Pastor Everett Thomas. He was baptized, and he's a baptized, born-again believer and ordained minister for over 28 years. He has served as an assistant minister, a senior evangelist, young adult director, an assistant of Dean of Calvary, president and current member of Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance. Pastor Everett is a certified biblical counselor, and he officiates Sunday worship service for tenants at the Across the Park apartment complex in Detroit, Michigan. He believes that iron sharpens iron. He also facilitates a weekly men's ministry breakfast. He is committed to God and the community. Pastor Thomas currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church. Also, he's the founder and the president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, where they provide for the needs of the people and assist the elderly. Pastor Everett resides in Detroit, Michigan, with his lovely wife, Cheryl, and they have been married for over 25 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in the spirit, soul, and the body, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. For me, Pastor Everett is a model kingdom citizen that loves the Lord and loves his neighbors as himself. So at this time, without further ado, I would like to present to some and introduce to others this mighty man of valor, Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You can take it away.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for that warm introduction. To God be the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice. Let us all be glad. And Lord, thank God for the opportunity here to be a part of this call and to share today. So we want to thank God for the greeting, Minister Kai and Minister Keisha. Both of you guys are doing an excellent job in this ministry of the Master's Call. And had not been for the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa West, we wouldn't be here. And especially for the artist's life, I'll call it a ministry as well as a business, we wouldn't be here as well. So just praise God for such a ministry business, bringing us all together as family. Well, praise God once again. And I would like to invite your attention to a very familiar passage of scripture found in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And starting in verse 1, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceived as real fact, what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor, born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good reward. By faith, we understand that the worlds during the successful ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for the intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of the things which are visible. Prompted, actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, because of which it was testified to him that he was righteous, that he was upright and right standing with God. And God bore witness by accepting and acknowledging his gifts. And though he died, yet through the incident, he is still speaking. Because of faith, Enoch was caught up and transferred to heaven, so that he did not have a glimpse of death. And he was not found, because God had translated him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony, still on record, that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. Just those first six verses of Hebrews chapter 11. We're just going to talk about the importance of faith. Faith, how important faith is. It's very, very, very important. Of course, we know that faith is the substance of things not seen. So We have to realize that it takes a lot of belief that God is. And of course, the sixth verse says it's impossible to please God without faith. So it is very important to exercise our faith. We have to understand the importance of walking by faith, not by sight. You can't stand still and walk at the same time. Come on, somebody. It's a walk. It's a movement. You have to keep the faith moving forward. I'm reminded of a story back in the 1800s, and many of you may have heard this before. This is about George Mueller. He's founder of a famous orphanage in Bristol, England. He was around from 1805 to 1895. And one of Mueller's operating principles was that his large institution would exist without fund drives or solicitations. They would, their director insisted, live on faith. Though the orphanage's resources were often low, somehow they always managed. Once, shortly before dinner time, an assistant came to Mueller and told him that there was no food in the kitchen. "The Lord will provide," Mueller answered. A half hour later, the man returned with the same concern. And here's Mueller's faith in action. He said, "Get the children ready for the meal," and set to the down table. They got a table, and there was nothing there but the utensils. And then he said, now what do we do? And here comes Mueller with his big stand of faith. He said, "Say grace." So he thanked God for supplying the orphanage every need. As he finished, the truck pulled up into the driveway outside. It was full of bread sent by a baker who had an oversupply. For some unexplained reason, he asked a worker to deliver his extra loaves there. To skeptics, the story sounds too bad, but to believers, it is only one more example of God's unceasing love. George Mueller knew that Christ had fed the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fish. All he needed was a little miracle, and because he believed, he got one. And Mark 9:23 says, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Wow. So here's a man of God, had an orphanage, and they didn't sell chicken dinners. They had no kind of fundraisers. They just believed God to meet every need. How many of God promised to meet every need? I can hear Paul saying, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus." What are you asking God for? What are you praying for? What are you fasting for? What are you standing on faith for? It's impossible. You just can't please God without faith. Amen. Faith is so important in our everyday life. That's why we say walk the walk of faith. Don't just talk it, walk it. A lot of people, we talk a good game. "Oh, yeah, I believe you. Oh, God can come through. He never failed me yet." We got all those cliches. Amen, amen. Nothing wrong with that, but always walk it out. Don't just talk it out. Amen, somebody. So here's this orphanage struggling. Amen, barely making it. But here is a man of faith. Then we go back to Mark, very familiar passage of scripture in Mark. Let's look at Mark chapter 11. Let's go turn there. Again, we're going to look at the Amplified version. And you already heard it partially read. And I just want to continue to start here at the 22nd verse. The Amplified version says, "And Jesus replied, said to them, have faith in God constantly. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, Believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. When Jesus said, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them, in the King James Version, he did not mean that we can have anything we want simply by praying. In other places, Jesus explained that prayer must be submitted to God's sovereign will and focused on his glory. We must not pray for selfish desires or out of selfish motives. We should pray because we love God and trust him to do his will. Even when the request seems impossible, we can still pray. God always hears and answers. And sometimes he answers no, sometimes he answers yes, yes. And sometimes he just says, wait, it's not the right time. Amen. You know, he may not come when we want him, but we know he's always what? Right on time. Come on, somebody. So this faith walk is not easy all the time, but we need to do this in a way of showing that we do have trust in God and we do believe in his word. And I'm reminded of Peter walking on water. Well, nobody ever done that before. I can understand that this is Peter, this is the MO. He just outgoing. And, of course, he saw Jesus walking toward the ship. And he had a nerve to say, if that's you, can I come out there with you? I guess his friends on the ship said, oh, man, here you go again. He's just out there. He don't know what he's doing. But he's the only one to dare to try. I mean, all of them just sit there and probably just out there criticizing. Peter always had to have open his mouth. He always had to be first to do something, and here you go again. But he had faith. He had faith. Amen. So he did take a step. He said, come on, Peter, come on. You may come. So he started stepping and walking. But what happened? He looked down. Yes, he did. He started looking at circumstances and started to sink. Anytime we take our eyes off of Christ, anytime we're looking at the circumstances more, amen, and then what the faith walk can take us, we will drown, we will stumble, we will fall, we will fail. But keep our eyes on Jesus. Have faith, knowing that every step I take, every heartbeat that comes from, amen, my being, God is able to keep us moving forward. God is able to keep us on his promise, amen, not always on point according to our agenda, but he has the sovereignty to say, no, I want you to go left, not right, amen. So, but he will order our steps according to his way and his word. So Peter walked, amen, until he started looking away from his master. So many times we may find ourselves drifting off course because our eyes are not on the word of God consistently. Amen. The word says, now to him that keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, glory, majesty, dominion, power, henceforth, now, forevermore. That's our benediction a lot of times we use. But he is able to keep us if we want to be kept. Amen. He's able to supply our every need. He's able to do the impossible in our lives if we trust and obey him. Amen. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing is impossible with God. So to have faith means more than just to believe. Hebrews defines faith as, of course, the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith starts out certain. When people believe that God will fulfill his promises, they are showing true faith. even when they don't see evidence, despite trusting in the character of God, believing his promises, and knowing that his rewards are sure. Yes, they are. They are sure. Jesus said to Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed," John 20:29. So when people have faith in God, they know without a doubt that he will keep his promises. Yes, he is. He's a promise keeper. And they live and make choices in this world based on the unseen reality of their future home in heaven. They persevere in their faith despite pain, hardship, or persecution because they are convinced that the unseen God is with them. In short, faith in God makes all the difference both now and for eternity. So how are you doing in your faith walk today? Yes, trials and tribulations will come. Amen. Things are not going to always be smooth sailing. But as we put our faith in God, knowing that he is able to do exceeding abundantly more than we can ever ask or think, according to the power that works within us, amen, God has our back. Yes, he has even our front. He has our side. He's everything to us. In him we live, move, and have our being. So why not trust God, the creator who made heaven and earth? Why not trust God, amen, that made everything we can see, amen, feel, and touch? Nothing that was made was not made, amen, by mankind. God made it. Yes, he did. Yes, our Heavenly Father made the moon, the stars, and the sun. Amen. Amen. So why are we putting so much trust in what we see? Amen. Things that are temporal. Amen. And mankind, we put so much trust in the doctors. Amen. And I'm knocking doctors, but sometimes they miss it. That's why they call it practicing medicine. Come on, somebody. So here's one that made everything, made you know all about you. Amen. So why not put your confidence, total trust in him? Amen. He will keep you. He will make ways for you. He will open doors for you. Just so as we walk this walk, it's important to walk it in faith. Keep faith alive. I know we hear all the time, keep hope alive. Keep faith alive. Amen. Keep nurturing your faith. It's always good to get, amen, around people that are faith walking. Not, amen, not walking by doubt, but walking by faith. Not walking by fear, but walking by faith. Amen. Hang around people that are like-minded, that, amen, that believe God like you believe God. Not to say you can't kick it with a few people that may not have it, but they hopefully your faith will rub off on them. They will see evidence, amen, what faith walking can do because of your testimony. Amen, how God opened doors and made ways for you. Amen, and how God can do it for me, he can do it for you. Amen, so we have a testimony, at least we should. Amen, that faith walking do really work. Amen, it is possible to please God. Why? Because we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. May God keep his smile upon you. Back to you, Minister Keisha.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Can you hear me, Pastor Everett?
Sure can.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that profound word. How important is our faith? We know that this walk is a faith walk, and we know that we cannot live without the faith of our God to be pleasing in his sight. Shortly, I will ask you to come back, close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. So let's go over our prayer requests. Most precious Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with bowed hearts. We come as one this morning, lifting up your mighty name. Father, we thank you right now for your son, Pastor Everett, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for that right now word on faith on today, because we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you. So, Father, right now, we ask that you lay your hands upon him, oh, Father God, and begin to pour back into him the virtue, Father God, that he has released on today, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that he is a mighty man of valor, Father God. We thank you, Father, that you have him as a servant, Lord, that he gives out of an abundance. And we ask him, Lord, that you bless him, Father, even the more with a cup that overflows, oh, Father, as he gives and gives and gives, oh, Father. We thank you for him. We thank you for his family, Father. We lift up Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa today. Mighty women of God, oh, Father, lay your hands upon them, God, and saturate them from on high. Give them what they stand in the need of, strength from day to day, Father. Favor from day to day, Father. We thank you for this artist company, Father God, the Diaz de Leon family, Father, every partner, Father, every distributor, every president, Father God, every coordinator, Father, even down to the advisor, Father, we ask, Lord, that you begin to just favor each and every person, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and put us in position, Father, to be a blessing to the world, Father God. We thank you right now for Mother Josie, Father, Mother Oliver, Mother Blackwell, Father, Aunt Brenda, Father God, Robin, her dad, nephews, oh, Father God, Leanna Williams family, Father, baby Taryn, Father, the St. Jude children, oh, Father, Minister Sharon Stowers, her sister, Jackie, Erica, Father, we pray for Cecil Cox, oh, Father God, we pray for Shar, Father God, Patricia Thomas, Father God, we pray for the Buckner family, the Flanagan family, Father, the Patton Roberts family, Father, the Joanne Goody Charles family, Father God, the Bolden family, Father God, Claudette Brown family, Father God, and each and every person, Father, that you have laid on our heart today, as we come as one, we lift each and every person, Father, you know them by name, Father, and we ask them, Lord, that you lay your hands upon them and saturate them from on high. Father, we bless you on today, for you are faithful, God, and as we stand in faith in the name of Jesus as one, God, we know, Father God, that you would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, Father God. We thank you and we love you in Jesus' name. To hear this powerful playback, we ask you to call 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The new motivational call is next at 712-770-4005. PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Kai, for greeting everyone and opening us up with that powerful prayer and that tag, God's Truth Triumph Tuesday. And also Minister Sharon and Minister Tiffany, thank you for that powerful worship on this morning to set the atmosphere for this call. God bless you. And once again, Pastor Everett, we thank you for that powerful message this morning. Can you come and close us with your benediction?
May the Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart and life continually. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.